give you 15%.
Motion, Richie, are you watching?
I am.
Video at gooddayshow.com. Here we are, feeding another Good Day program to you. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden is here. And so is Cher. Okay, so
we travel together a lot.
Yesterday, good for you. Yesterday, we started the discussion with the word that Huckleberry Finn was going to be changed. Tom
later
Sawyer.
In the show, we brought it up. Yeah,
it wasn't in this hour of the program, but it was later on in the program. So, what goes around comes around, and this has been going around and around and around for the past 24 hours. Maybe you haven't heard if you've been under a rock. What has been all over every national, local newscast? The decision made to change all of the 215 N-words that appear in the original version.
219, sir.
No, 219, excuse me. Mm-hmm. I got to get that right. 209. Well, actually, maybe they leave four in so they just get the feel for it one way or the other. But we're back to the N-word and whether it is appropriate to change it to slave. 800-510-8255. Also, in the book, the use of the term half-breed, just as the song suggested the half. That was a popular song Cher did a number of years ago. Half breed. Could she release that song today and still have the same success with it? Well, if she released it today and went along with the editors of the
the publisher would want her to change it to
right.
Half blood.
Half blood. Yeah, that's what they've done in the new version of the Scholastic Review. This is the book that is being used in schools. No longer do they refer to Injun Joe as Injun Joe. Now Injun Joe becomes Indian Joe.
Mm-hmm.
But this is fun, actually. I find this laughable. I find it amusing. I find it fun.
I think
especially
it's scary, actually.
When it comes to Injun Joe. I don't know about the other stuff. The N-word, I don't like using it because it stirs up so much stuff. But it is a part of history. It's a part of understanding what went on and how the vernacular was used by the people who were slaves, and today used in a different context, yada, yada. Whites are not supposed to use it. Black people could use it. We've been through that argument 100 times, and so what? It gets right down to the stuff like Injun Joe. Who are we offending? If you're a
the
person...
Injuns?
The Injuns.
here in Washington...
Wait, hold on, Richie. One. Do we sound ignorant? There are some people... Who would listen to this
Native Americans, you might.
You sound like an ignorant idiot.
And here in Washington with the Washington Redskins.
Yeah, didn't they have to change that name?
Home football team. No, they didn't have to change it because they refused.
All right, so then what's the word if they did change it? What would you, the Redskins would be changed to?
That's not good.
Well, the Atlanta Braves because they don't like the tomahawk.
Right.
I don't like the student princes. What do we do about that?
Oh, well, but who does that offend, though?
It offends me.
Hey,
well, offends us.
My high school team, they were the Alamany Indians, and they are no longer. After I left, they
got them.
Yeah, totally changed. I don't even know what they are anymore.
Yeah. But the Allegheny.
I mean,
Alamany.
Yeah, I mean, you could see. What about what's the song by Redbone?
Yeah, Redbone.
Yeah. Oh,
isn't that a great name? Redbone, Leon Redbone. Is
no, it was.
Yeah, no. This is
I just think if we start trying to change history and novels.
We are changing it. We are trying.
You're
we
not going to learn anything.
Changing.
Yeah.
We aren't going to learn what the real context of all of this stuff was. Is that important? 800-510-8255. What's really important here? Not to offend anybody who doesn't like the use of the word in or they want to hear Injun Joe. I remember. Yeah, Injun Joe scared the hell out of me when I read that book the first time. Did you read? Do you have how
I
many
remember.
People really remember reading Mark Twain's Huckleberry Finn and
read
reading about Injun Joe as a scary son of a gun? Really, I've just thought about this. It's been 40 years, I'll bet you, since or more since I read Huckleberry Finn, and I remember I was scared. I remember it bothering me now as I'm thinking about it. I went to sleep worried about whether Injun Joe is going to get me. He's a scary dude in that book. I don't remember any discussion about half-breeds or whatever, but I remember Injun Joe. I remember Injun Joe, and it's not a great memory.
I just read it, and I can't remember Injun Joe.
I do. I remember being scared, too.
Yeah. He's a scary. I remember. And by the way, the beauty of all of this is that there are no pictures.
Yep.
In Huckleberry Finn. Yeah. It's all in your mind. Yeah. And that's how good Mark Twain was, Samuel Clemens. That's how good his writing was. When you read that book, you were there. And you didn't have to see the movie. I didn't see the movie until after, well after I'd read the book. And I was forced into reading the book. I really didn't like reading books any more then than I do now. Unless it's a certain type of book. But I remember reading Tales of the Canterbury Tales. Ugh, horrible. Oy. And what's the other one? Catcher in the Rye. Oh, my God, what an awful book.
Oh,
really?
Ah.
That was a great excuse for bad words.
Awful.
That's why people love it in junior high.
Well, that's the same.
I read that when I was really wanting to move to New York, and it was one of my big stories.
It's the same thing with using the N-word in here.
I don't think they should. Yeah, I mean, that's the fun of reading Catcher on the Rye as a kid. It's going.
I'm allowed to say this. Listen, Mom. I'm reading.
Yeah, 800. There's another story that we were talking about. A reporter in Philadelphia got fired for using the N-word in a meeting with some colleagues. They were discussing the production of a story, and it offended the Philadelphia Youth Council of the NAACP. This guy, white guy, used the phrase the N-word in a staff meeting, and his colleagues so disliked it and him that they ran him out of the station, and now he's suing the station with good cause, I think. Hmm. So what is this all about? 800-510-8255. Our poll today at DougStephan.com, GoodDayShow.com. Do you believe it's best to remove the N-word from the Mark Twain classics? A, yes, the N-word is an offensive and vile word that ought not to be used. Good work. Good job on the ought not to there, Clay. B, no, the books are perfect just as they are. C, no, I'm against censorship of all forms. And D, while I'm against all modern usages of the N-word, I think the historical context of Knox Finn is valuable. That may be where I come down. There's three choices I could make there. What about you, Jennifer?
You know, I was totally tuned out, Dougie.
Good for you, Jennifer. All right, Richie, what about you?
I'm probably going to stick with you.
Thank you.
800. You just missed my huge sneezing fit.
Oh, complex. 800-510-8255. What is this? I want to hear from some English teacher. You like the idea of the new version? You can teach around it. What are we missing here? Is the N-word terrible? But how, if it is, we agree it is. How do you delete it, though, from Huck Finn? 800-510-8255. I don't like being told what words I can and can't use.
No,
I'm just worried about whitewashing history and what, you know, African Americans had to go through.
Yeah.
And if you take that away from what they had to go through, what does that do? You know what? It just, changing history is a bad thing.
Have you ever noticed how these, you know how they say deaths happen in threes?
This year it seems like they've happened in 12. So do you see how many people died already this year?
Yeah. Yeesh. But I'm talking in terms of these stories now they come together. The politically correct crowd have attacked three times this week already. The Navy captain, the illegal immigrants to, what are they supposed to be called now? According to the society.
Oh, the undocumented
ones. Undocumented, yeah. Yep. Okay. So the captain gets it in the neck. The people who use illegal aliens who are professional journalists get it in the neck. And now people who want to read the original version of Huck Finn get it in the neck.
Yep.
1, 2, 3, and you're out. 800-510-8255, 16 after on Good Day.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give after nasal spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last 6 times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Don't you people knock?
Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Do you want a credit card, but current or past credit problems are holding you back? Then you need to get the Classic Black Secured Visa Card by going to thebestsecuredcard.com. This is a secured card backed by your deposit at Public Savings Bank, an FDIC-insured bank. Your credit, income, and employment status are not considered in your approval. You can get a Black Classic Secured Visa Card right now at thebestsecuredcard.com. Take advantage of the special introductory 0% APR for the first 6 months on purchases with no monthly or annual fees. Every penny of your deposit is FDIC insured by the federal government, so there's absolutely no risk to you. This card will enable you to establish or rebuild your credit, and you'll be able to shop, travel, and live like you want to live. Simply log on to thebestsecuredcard.com right now so you can have a Classic Black Secured Visa Card on its way to you. That's thebestsecuredcard.com.
800-510-8255, the Good Day program. By the way, the folks at Trader Joe's have just announced they're going to change the name of their store to Exchanger Joe. Offensive to have Trader Joe out there in the store sign. Gene is in, where are you? Albany. Hi, Albany. Gene. All right, nice to hear from
you. Hi, how are you today?
Doing all right. How about you?
Good. Well, we're going to change names. Let's just go from Injun Joe to Indian Joe to Indigenous People Joe.
Oh, good one.
and also, do you remember a guy named Stan Freeberg?
Yeah, of course.
Do you remember the skit he did, I think it was back in the 50s, about politically correcting Old Man River?
No, but Richie's going to find it, and we'll see if
it's a classic.
Yeah, no, I don't remember that.
Love it.
He was one of the geniuses of modern entertainment. Absolutely.
He was way ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
He was way ahead.
All right, Richie, let's see if you can find
that.
That
one. You're going to love it.
Yeah. All right, thank you,
classic.
Gene.
Good to hear from you.
Yeah, bye-bye. 800.
You're going to love it, Dougie.
I'm tickled by some of this stuff and annoyed by the rest of it, one way or the other. If you read Huck Finn as a child, and again, being hurt, how do you define that? I was hurt because I was scared of Injun Joe. I never, ever gave the N-word a second thought, frankly, and I don't know why.
Because they were best friends, and it showed love, and it wasn't like, I don't know.
Right.
I don't mean that word shows love, but come on.
Are there other books about it? What other books are offensive? I mean, how much of this stuff we got to whitewash? 800-510-8255, 21 after the hour on the Good Day program.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's Totally Wicked. Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
As directed.
Is on the way. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, Mighty Mouse will join the fight. On the sea or on the land, he gets the situation well in hand.
All right. I'm feeling mischievous this morning. I haven't had much sleep. So we'll see how this all plays out. So here's the story of a local fellow in Linwood, Washington, who said he came within seconds of having his car broken into and perhaps stolen until a real-life superhero came to his aid.
Mighty Mouse?
No, a guy wearing tights, though, a mask and a skin-tight super suit. The encounter started at Linwood Mall. A man who has to be identified only as Dan was walking back to his car. In a parking lot, he saw a man with a metal strip trying to break into his car. Started putting it down between the window. He began to call 911, but help arrived before he finished dialing 911. From the right, this guy came dashing in wearing his skin-tight rubber black and gold suit, starts chasing the bad guy away, says Dan. What he didn't know is that just about every night, this anonymous Seattle fellow strolls into a comic store, enters a hidden back room and emerges transformed. And there is a story. If you
what
go,
do you bet he's single?
They found me out.
There's no. Go to the Cairo. Is a big television station in Seattle. Go to the Cairo website. You can go. I'm sure you can get this on YouTube, Richie. His name is Phoenix Jones, and he has apparently a lot of people think he's a drunk guy and he has, you know, he's just crazy, but. Apparently, there's three or four other people that are quoted in the story who have had the same experience. Guy carries a taser, and he's wandering around in the street.
That's an awesome suit. That's cool.
All right. So anyway, that's the story of the superhero who's fighting crime, just like Chicken Man. He's everywhere. He's everywhere. All right. So speaking of Chicken Man, and what some might refer to as old radio, you heard the reference a few minutes ago. If you did not, one of our callers wanted us to find a Stan Freberg piece, which Richie has found.
We'll have to play it on the other side of the
on politeness.
Of the hour,
yeah, we'll play it at the bottom of the hour. We're talking, in case you're just joining us, about the situation who appreciates the new version of Huckleberry Finn, dropping the N-word, dropping the word, what is it, illegal or engine, well, all of these.
Undocumented workers, Engine right. Joe, the yeah, N-word.
All of that stuff is part of the world gone amok. And I don't think that we sound like a bunch of old codgers here. It just gets to the point. It's crazy. It's silly. Henry, you're in Manning, South Carolina, I understand. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi, how you doing?
Well, and you, sir?
Doing pretty good.
Good.
Yeah, I was just originally, was speaking with some high school students, and it is bad whenever, you know, that your education, stuff like this get in the way of the education. I asked them, did they know what the three races of man was? And I didn't start with just asking, you know, one or two. I ended up asking three or four here locally, did they know what the three races of man were?
Yeah.
And they didn't know. And, you know, Caucasian, the Mongoloid, and Negroid.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I reckon because, you know, the last one, that they don't teach that no more in school, you know?
Well, all of those, the term Negro and the N-word term all come, the derivative is Negroid, as you have suggested. I forgot about that. A lot of people don't want to use Mongoloid because it refers now to something else. People who have birth defects, and then there is, so the only thing that survived is Caucasian out of all of this, but you are right. And that further speaks to my theory, Richie, of us coming from different parts of the different planets. Right, different planets.
Planet of Caucasian.
Yeah. Mongoloid planet. The Negroid planet. 28 after on Good Day.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. Your boys heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
My name is Tom Thornton.
And my name is Cindy Thornton. We're retired, and this is how we live United.
We decided to volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
United Way is how we contribute, because we know our time and money are going to the right places.
Judging by the thank yous we get at the clinic, I'd say we're doing the right thing with our retirement, too. We're Tom and Cindy Thornton. We volunteer at our community free health clinic. We don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Excuse me? Like to sample a Luden's throat drop?
Luden's reminds me of being a kid, running through the neighborhood pretending to be a superhero, saving the universe from evil. I'd come home with a scratchy throat and Mom would give me a Luden's.
That's such a nice story.
Wait, there's so much more.
Great.
For everyday throat irritation, Luden's Wild Cherry Drops. The great taste and soothing relief you never forget. Luden's. It still works wonders.
On air, online, and on demand. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program.
program. 800-477-9256
or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
The voice of strength.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Speechworks Archives is proud to present a magnificent DVD two-disc set that captures the essence of America and everything that makes her the greatest country on the planet. The Conservative Voice. A collector's two-disc DVD of beautiful, soul-stirring speeches by Ronald Reagan, George W. Bush, Barry Goldwater, Gerald Ford, Dick Cheney, Newt Gingrich, and, of course, Sarah Palin.
We have the best workers in the world. Now all we need is the political will.
The Conservative Voice, a must addition to every American patriotic home or a wonderful gift for that special conservative in your life. Here's how to order.
Go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Four after the hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Yes.
Are you okay?
Well, I've had 3 hours.
Is that like a dramatic pause?
I was thinking how reality forms your, this reality sets in to things when you think about it. I'm probably relieved because of something that happened yesterday or last night, and that's why I'm in the place where I am. I think I'm pretty even. Every once in a while, like the Monday program, I wasn't too even on Monday.
No.
But after, I'm pretty much the same. Most every day, I have the same things going on with me that you have going on with you. You approach problems and you solve them one at a time. And so, but some problems are more meaningful and there's more of a lesson to them.
All right, just spill it.
So yesterday afternoon, there was a local farmer's exchange, a farmer's store. Most of you know, if you're new to the program on the 12 or 14 stations that are new this week, I've said a couple of times that I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being, I'm a real farmer. If you look at my hands, you see that that's what I get involved in my non-broadcast life. And so there's a lot of, there aren't a lot of farms around here. So the Farmers Exchange went out of business. Fellow that owned it contacted me, wanted me to clean out the store. So I've been down there a couple of times with a couple of guys from the farm to
clean
it out.
Not to make you do the work, but since there was stuff that people could use.
Oh, you know, you might want.
No, no, there are a lot of things in there. It's been very helpful. The guys have become a new friend. Very helpful. It doesn't hurt that he's on the board of directors of the bank. But he understands what's going on the farm, trying to help, and he's a great guy.
Oh, he's like Mr. What's-His-Name on the Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah, Mr. Drysdale.
Mr. Drysdale. I'll tell him that the next time I see him. So anyway, we ran into the store last night. We were picking stuff up. Stephen and I are in there, and this guy's name is Rob. And Charlotte comes in, as she does, and she's nosing around. I'm not paying attention to what she's sticking her nose in until I go into the back corner of the store, and I see the rat poison on the floor.
Oh, no.
And I'm thinking to myself, oy. And so I took her out of the store right away, put her back in the truck, and I wondered.
Your mind starts going crazy.
Absolutely. How much did she eat?
And I don't know that she. Well, at the point of where I am in the story, there, I don't know that she touched it.
Right.
But it starts eating at me, and it goes. This is dark now, and I'm on the way back to the farm, and I'm. It was. You know, what am I going to do about this? And I'm watching her, and I go on the internet, and I look for signs. What happens? If a dog eats,
oh my gosh, Dad, you're so technology.
I know, isn't this wonderful? Yeah, right. So I'm doing my research.
DogMD.com.
Realize that you really can't tell early on. No. This is something that takes a couple of days,
and then it's too late
for its impact to be felt, and it's too late. So I call my friend, my neighbor Betsy Johnson, who is another wonderful human being, who is a vet. And she's just moved into a new place. It's the first night in a new house. And I'm calling her. It's 9-something or other. And I tell her what's going on. And she says, okay, call the Poison Information Center and tell them what's in the rat stuff and find out what they tell you. So I called them, and it was a complete waste of time. I gave them $35 because that's what they do. They ask you to pay $35 to help support the information. But they gave me nothing to go on. It was really a waste of time. So then I called the emergency vet that's located about 12, 13, 14 miles from here.
Always expensive.
20 minutes later, I'm in my truck, and Charlotte and I are on our way to the vet place. It's 10 o'clock. And so we go in. And
Charlotte's like, I hope they have one of those delicious traps over here, Dad.
But she's eating normally. She's drinking normally. She's running around. She's
but
all
no mind. Reason to worry.
No worry. Yeah. Right, exactly. So, in matter of fact, as we were leaving, she heard some sound, and the hair on her back stood up, and she charges out of the house. Anyway, so I get her down there, and they're very good. It's the Veterinary Emergency Services and Care in Waltham, Massachusetts, and I bring her in, and the lady looks at my concern, and she knew I was coming because Betsy had called. Okay, so this is how we handle this, and she goes through all of the stuff and immediately gives me a slip and says, you agree to pay at least $400 for all of this stuff.
Yep.
And so, you know, at that point, who gives a poor choice of words but a rat's butt about the, you know, okay, let's go. Let's find out what the problem is or if there's a problem. So they bring her in the back and they induce vomiting so that if there's anything in her system, it gets out of her system. And normally
she loved that.
Oh, my God. She has. Well, that's the thing. And the lesson here is when I'll finish the story and then I'll give you the lesson. Here's the poor thing has got it coming out of both ends.
Oh.
And they want it to do that because they want to see if those little green capsules that they purposely. This is one of the few good things that I realized that the government, and I don't know which agencies, probably the Food and Drug Administration, makes them color the decon green. Because it will not decompose in the system, it maintains the integrity of the green. So if it is in a dog or a cat or something or a human, they can see it when it comes out. So anyway, they're pushing. They give her inducement, so she's pushing it out of both ends.
How do they induce it?
They give her a shot, kind of a shot. It goes out. So anyway, then 15, 20 minutes later, one of the vets comes out and says, this is this, and that's that, and this is how it works. And I don't know if she's got it. We're going to take a blood sample, and we're going to test it to see if she has whatever you know, at 5 hours now, they could tell by looking at the blood whether she's got it in her system or not.
But what about the poo? So nothing came out green.
Nothing came out of the poo, and nothing came out in the upchuck. So anyway, this is now an hour or so. It's quarter after 11, and she hasn't come out yet. And I'm falling asleep in the office just, you know, because it's quarter after 11. And but I'm keep waking up and I think, my God, what have I done to this dog? And
are you going to cry?
No.
Sneeze.
Yeah, no, I was thinking about it, but I'm okay now.
What is wrong with us today?
No, here's the lesson. When you trust your gut, for some reason or other, when I let her out of the truck, I thought, you know, maybe I should leave her in the truck. But she goes with me everywhere. And I didn't remember seeing any of this stuff on the floor when we were in there last week. But I wasn't looking for it. I wasn't looking for it. So the thing is, trust your instincts. And also, think about what you do in the name of having that dog, your friend, will go anywhere with you. The unconditional love, she just wants to, or he just wants to be with you. So in my quest to keep her with me all of the time, and I can't tell you that I've ever felt this way before with her, because I know it's at the farm, and I know that she can't get anything except the cat food in the farm. And that everybody knows that. There's nothing at the level that Charlotte, this is very interesting. All the people at the farm know anything that might be harmful is at a level above whatever Charlotte can get to. She can't get at anything. Edgar keeps a consciousness. The people here at the home farm do. The people at Eastleigh do. They all love Charlotte, and they keep anything dangerous away from her. They're very solicitous. To the point now when I'm gone, if I have to go for 2 or 3 days, Stephen takes Charlotte with him all around or Edgar, you know, they all take her out, but they are mindful. They watch for her. She's such great company. They like having her around. So, but in my quest to have her around, I didn't use common sense. And so this dog went through that upset of upchucking and doing all the other stuff. And it was necessary. If I hadn't done it, as Betsy said to me, I would never have forgiven myself. Right. If for something sure happened.
We just had the same thing. Thanksgiving Day, Hatch, he was really kind of weird the night before, wouldn't lie down, was really standing weird. Thanksgiving morning, I come home from doing the show. He's still the same. He's standing in the corner of the kitchen. He won't move. He's very tender.
Cold, yeah.
No, not cold, just, you know, just weird. So I finally get him out. You know, I had to carry him outside to have him go to the bathroom.
Ooh.
So I called the vet.
How old is he?
He's 11.
Yeah.
So, you know, I take him over to the vet. $400 later, they tell me there's nothing wrong with him and can't figure out what it is. Well, I take him home, and wouldn't you know, the next day he's running around fine, no problem. Yeah. And I think what it was is he, like, dislocated or something his shoulder, and it was just really tender.
Yeah.
And, you know, they didn't show up in x-rays or anything, but $400.
Charlotte,
bucks.
Wow. I haven't thought, well, that's what they do with Thanksgiving Day. What do you think they do?
Time and a half, basically. Yeah.
So in terms of Charlotte, I can count on one hand the number of times over the years, she's 10 and a half now, that she hasn't felt well. Really, she's always pretty much, she's like me.
Yeah.
You know, it just keeps going. And the vet couldn't believe that she was 10 and a half. She's looking at it. What are you talking about?
Well, that's a good thing for you. That's a good peace of mind.
But I don't want to have her suffer or have her uncomfortable.
Right.
She's upstairs in bed. I put a shirt on her. So that she was cold. You know, you could see it ran everything through her, and we can.
When they tell you it's going to be $400, you say, just whatever, do it.
Yeah.
But then after the fact, when you realize you spent $400 for nothing, you're like,
No, it wasn't for nothing. It was peace of mind.
It was peace of mind.
I think it's a little ironic, though, Doug, that whenever Charlotte gets ill, you immediately take her to the vet, but you step on a rusty nail and just sort of sit around.
That's true, Doug. You need a tetanus shot.
Yeah. And by the way, the other day, when Patsy was a runaway, we got him from the pound.
Yeah.
So they estimated his date of birth as January 1st. So we just said, okay, January 1st. So January 1st is Patch's birthday.
Yeah.
So the other day, the kids had to have a birthday party for Patch.
Oh, nice.
So we had cake, candles, hats. Patch wore a hat. We put a cookie and a little piece of cake, no icing, up on the table. And Patch got to sit up at the table and eat off of the table.
Right.
And they sang happy birthday to him. We've got pictures, the whole thing. So having a 3- and a 6-year-old and an 11-year-old dog is just a hoot. But they had so much fun having the birthday party for the dog.
It's a neat thing.
Yeah.
I hope he had at least one candle. He ate at least one candle.
He didn't eat any candle. No, he didn't eat any.
You know what? This is how crazy it is. Frankie, who is Brendan's dog, who came here to the farm in his earlier years, the first year he was out there, he would eat everything. He chewed. Charlotte never did this, but Frankie got into everything. He would chew everything. And one night, Brendan left the clicker for the television on the coffee table.
Otherwise known as the remote.
The remote, thank you.
Or the clicker.
And Frankie got at it and chewed it up and ate the batteries.
Oh.
And the batteries came out whole the next day. Went right through his system, out the other end.
Did you put them back in the remote, see if they still work?
I know.
No, I didn't actually. I should have thought of that. 14 before the hour on Good Day. Dr. Ken,
would
next.
Would Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You can enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to Geico. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, the medical expert for the Doug Steffen Good Day program, helping us all lose some weight. The folks at MetaFast have come to us and asked us if, with the cooperation of Dr. Ken, because he, along with 20,000 other doctors since 1980, have recommended MetaFast because it's fast, it's safe, it's simple, it's satisfying, and you are supported. Rishi's gotten a call from his dietitian already. Jennifer's on the program. Roberta's on the program. I'm on the program. I never asked you, Ken, whether you were actually, you got a little bit of a role. You could probably get on it, too.
Oh, come on. Roll.
Well, a little,
rock,
you know,
and roll.
All right. So that offended you, did you? You're not going to this MetaFast.
But I have tried these meals. I have listened to my patients lose pound after pound. And I'm listening, as I do every year, the most common resolution that people make, and they start failing in January, is to lose weight. This program works. It's a lifestyle. It's a healthy way to eat. You get coaching. Doctors love this program, and I've seen patients year after year lose weight, and I, as I mentioned, have seen patients lose 50 or more pounds in a year on this program, and they keep it off.
Our resident doctor, you just heard him, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast. Log on to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com. Enter Dr. Ken. You'll save $50 on your program with MetaFast. Call, if you can't get to the computer right away, you can call them online. 800-506-4115 is their line. Toll free, 800-506-4115. Use the code Dr. Ken. Again, save $50. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online to MetaFastKen.com for more information. All right, Ken, what's the story with the tooth loss as people get older?
Out of the medical journal Behavioral and Brain Function this morning, Doug, elderly people who lose their teeth may be at increased risk for dementia. We know that this is correlating with heart disease, and it looks like the circulation problems to the brain also are a problem. So keep those teeth healthy so you can avoid any problems as you grow older with that thinking issue.
All right, as long as we're into teeth, let's talk about roots, or at least the root cause of male pattern baldness. If they really have found the cause, it'd be 95 people with a cure in the next 3 weeks.
Well, this is some hope. It's understanding the mechanism of how you develop baldness. This is out of my old alma mater where I went to medical school, the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia, published this morning in the Journal of Clinical Investigation. The fault appears to lie with the stem cells that make the new hair, and it may be possible to even cure male baldness by restoring the normal function of these stem cells in your scalp. Mm-hmm. This is hope that we may understand why you develop this baldness.
Another good reason to eat a lot of fish today.
lowers the risk of stroke. American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Get at least 3 servings a week.
Love your fish. Good stuff. All right, Dr. Ken Kronhaus here, the medical expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, MetaFastKen.com. Get on that weight loss program, 51 after on Good Day.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Leg.
To get an award from you and to the fans, this award coming from you is such a showing of love. And, you know, I want to thank you so much for always being people that I can count on. And I just appreciate this love so much because I love you too. Thank you for everything.
Elton John gives Taylor Swift Country Artist of the Year Award on the People's Choice Awards last night, on the same day that the gossip mongers are spreading around the word that Taylor Swift and Jake Gyllenhaal had broken up. People magazine says they are over, kind of a short-lived relationship. I've been over for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, they say Jake couldn't handle the attention that they were getting.
I'm probably just surprised he couldn't handle the attention from the police. How old is she and how old is he?
No, she just turned 21.
She's 21.
Oh, okay.
But he's like 31. 32.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's part of what she's going to have to go through. She's an object with some, as are young, successful women more than men. But sometimes, look what has happened with Justin Bieber. I mean, how does this kid keep a focus on life with all of that attention? How do you keep it real? Well, look what happens to these people like Lindsay Lohan having the attention, Miley Cyrus.
Yep.
I get a kick out of Lindsay Lohan has bought a house right in front of the house that I used to own in Venice. Right, I was on the block behind Ocean Avenue, and she bought a house. Julia Roberts has one about three or four blocks down from there, and the people are ripping because now with her there, the paparazzi First of all, mm-hmm. I remember when I bought the place, I slept there all of three nights. At the time that I knew, I loved the house. It was one of the neatest houses, but it was in an area on Venice Beach where Muscle Beach is. So there is activity all the time.
Yeah.
Noise.
Yeah, I remember you said the guys next door or something were always
the guys next door, I want to shoot them all. Anyway, so it's not a great neighborhood if you like peace and quiet anyway.
Well, Lindsay Lohan's not a big peace and quiet
fan. No.
So she moves into Venice, and the local neighborhood website writes in an article titled Paparazzi Infestation in Venice. Ugh. Hope she learns to chill out while she's here, and also hoping Venice doesn't attract all of young Hollywood. Mm. So anyway, there are a lot of young celebs. The more...
I can't imagine Julia Roberts living in Venice.
Well, no. it's
kind of a funky place.
Yeah, it is a funky place. The Venice crowd is the younger Hollywood crowd. The more mature live in Santa Monica, or they live up in Malibu, or they live in Pacific Palisades.
Pacific Palisades.
Yeah, right. The younger people are in Venice, south of Muscle Beach. Some live in Manhattan Beach, but not a lot of them. But it's north of there that the more mature, established people.
Patrick Swayze lived in my neighborhood.
Yeah. Did he really?
He really did.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And so did Terry Hatcher for a really long time.
Why?
Yeah.
Because I'd see him at the post office. We were friends.
Let's see. Who lives in my neighborhood?
Charlotte.
Charlotte does live in my neighborhood. You're right. Let's see. Who's the great black actor that lives in the Circle up in the just around the corner? Martin Sheen lives almost across
Martin
the street.
Sheen's black?
No. I'm just thinking of who's on the street. He was in Ocean's 11, and he's Don Cheadle.
Cheadle's great.
Yeah, great guy. And let's see, who else? Christopher Bale is around the corner.
Wait, you mean Christian Bale?
Batman? Too, yeah. Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. Well, he was the guy in The Fighter.
That's Christian.
He's up for some kind of Academy Award. He did a very good job in that, by the way. Anyway,
my favorite neighbor of yours is the dead chick. What was her name? The ghost?
Oh, Mariel Hemingway.
Yeah.
That was the other. That was Ocean Park.
Yeah, chucking pans around your house. Actually, she wasn't a neighbor. She lived in your house.
She lived in the house. Yeah.
And the ghost of Mariel Hemingway haunted Doug's son in their house by throwing knives and plates and pans.
That was
the
end.
Did you say, Doug, that the ghost opened all of the cabinets and stuff once?
There were pots and pans from the cabinets that were thrown on the floor, and knives were stuck into the wall. And this was an apartment. This was not an apartment. Nice house in a little village called Ocean Park, which is my favorite place of all of the places in Santa Monica. That's my favorite place.
That's basically what happens in Paranormal Activity 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, there's a lot of that stuff, and Brendan's certainly not a believer in that stuff, or he wasn't until that happened, and then he became a quick believer.
Yeah, he was like, I'm wondering what I should do, and then, like, the next night, he's like, I'm gone.
Yeah.
See ya.
Adios. 59 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program.